All rise for the Honorable Judge Mercy. You may be seated.
What is your first case?
Your Honor, we would like to bring the case of the State versus Christmas, or better known as the Birth and Life of Christ, fact or fiction. And I might add, this shouldn't take long to prove.
And who are you?
L.U., sir.
And what's your first name?
A.C.
A.C.L.U. Seems like I've heard that name before. Miss Grace, are you ready to begin?
Yes, Your Honor.
Has the jury been seated?
Your Honor, we believe that this is a decision that everybody will have to make for themselves. And since Jesus died for all people, we would like for everyone here today to be part
of that. Objection. She can't use that name.
Overruled. Sounds good to me. Let's begin. You may call your first witness.
I call for Jesus' first witness, John.
Doesn't he have a full name?
Calm down. Just calm down.
Raise your right hand. Do you affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Objection. He can't use God's name.
Overruled and sit down. Without God's laws, we wouldn't have a basic court system. Proceed.
I do.
State your name.
John.
Your full name?
They call me John the Baptist.
Let the record show that John D. Baptist is the first witness.
John, please tell us about Jesus and the time you spent with him.
First of all, I'm here today to be a true witness for Jesus Christ. But you know, that's what I've always been. I'm a man sent from God whose name is John. I came to be a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. I am not that light, but I'm sent to bear witness of that light. Christ was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. But to those that received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God, even to those that believed on his name. Do we believe in him? Do we know him? Isn't that the question you must ask yourself today?
Objection, Your Honor. The witness is misleading the jury.
Overruled.
O you generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee the wrath to come? Jesus said it well. Woe unto you, lawyers, hypocrites!
John, Brother John, could you tell us about the day Jesus came to you to be baptized?
Yes, and what a glorious day it was. I was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, repent! Ye must repent! The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. I indeed baptize with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And then that day we were at the river Jordan, and I saw Jesus coming afar off, and I said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. The Lamb of God. And he wanted me to baptize him. I wasn't even worthy to unlatch his shoes. Me being a man, carnal, he the Son of God. Imagine that, the Son of God. And he wanted me to baptize him. He came into the water, and I baptized Jesus, but I'll never forget it. When he was baptized, he came straightway up out of the water, and the heavens were opened unto him. And I saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove. And then I heard a voice from heaven say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. I could go on and tell many things about Jesus, but today, just like then, I bear record that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Thank you, John.
Do you have any further questions, Mr. L. Hugh, for this witness?
No, Your Honor.
You may step down, Mr. Baptist. Who is the next witness?